This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung Han are the top business stories of the day. According to Tun Daim Zainuddin, chairman of the Council of Eminent Persons, the council is not forcing a CIMB Group chairman, Dato' Nazir Razak, brother of the former Prime Minister, Najib Razak, to resign before his contract ends. And the contract term ends some August next year. They say it's entirely up to Nazir whether he does so or not. And in response, over the weekend, the Star reported that Nazir Razak has informed the CIMB board of directors that he will leave when his term finishes and that the board is already searching for a successor.
Yeah, and Nazir has issued a statement denying that, saying that, you know, he says that he has yet to decide whether to seek an extension to his tenure when it ends in August next year. However, he said also that he would step aside if the board of directors and shareholders of the banking group and Bank Negara Malaysia wished for him to do so earlier. You know, this was definitely the talk of town over the weekend. Not just the news on Nazir, but also just the whole purge and this whole, you know, what's happening in corporate Malaysia and the positions and people having to leave and all these resignations or asked to leave. Was definitely the talk in the open houses that happened over the weekend.
Right.
So
maybe what needs to be explained, Joyce, is the connection between government, because if this purge is, and the expression suggests that it's a political move and there's political pressure for this, what is the connection between government and, say, an entity like CIMB? Whereas, you know, with the Astro story, we've had clarification, at least from Astro, saying that the resignation of the chief there was not similar to these purges. And this is that Astro is a private entity.
Yeah, Astro came about, I think this is nearly a month in, because I think when news came out that Dato' Rohana is going to resign as a group CEO, this was last month in June when they had the AGM. And only now they came out with, over the weekend, this statement saying that, you know, they are not a GLC, that's one. Yeah. And that the resignation of Dato' Rohana is part of a succession plan.
Well, CIMB is not a GLC either.
Well, okay, look, so going back to your question here, Sharad, the ties between CIMB, you know, as a corporate entity, you know, with the government is that, okay, firstly, you've got Khazanah, which is a substantial shareholder in CIMB. Khazanah, of course, being a GLIC, right? Secondly, you've got
government-linked investment corporation.
Right. And then, secondly, you've got Dato' Sri Nazir, who is a blood relation to the former Prime Minister of Dato' Sri Najib. You recall the fund flows through those CIMB accounts that Nazir helped facilitate. They had to do an internal investigation. Now, granted that they cleared him and allowed him to resume his duties, but those questions still linger on.
And in fact, the rumors suggested there were many more transactions than first revealed.
Right.
Well, that's a rumor.
That's just in the social media that
right.
has not been confirmed.
But yeah. You know, even tonight, if you look at, say, you know, some of these reports by international business outlets, you know, they still hark back to the fact that you've got he is the brother of the former premier, where a lot of these allegations happen under that administration. Thirdly, you got Tengku Zafrul as well, who came out and was part of the band, the GLC CEO boy band that was there. I think it was what, Hebat Negaraku or
Hebatkan Negaraku? Yeah, or is it talking about the music
right.
video, right?
So plenty of media outlets have then latched onto the fact, you know, I think you got the Star who wrote a headline saying that, well, these GLC CEOs are now singing a different tune, right? So in short, broadly speaking, the leadership for GLCs here in Malaysia, that is coming under question. There is this amount of leadership uncertainty that markets and corporate Malaysia has to deal with.
Well, coming back to the Hebatkan Negaraku music video, I mean, also the talk of town in recent weeks is whether or not these whoever that were in the music video, should they be taken to task because they appeared in the music video? That's one. Or should they
seem to be supportive of the Barisan National Government?
Okay, yeah. But they are working, I mean, a number of them are working for GLICs and GLCs. So,
right.
So if your boss, like for example, if your boss Malik asks you to sing a song for BFM's 10-year anniversary, Sharad, you know, it's just
then
one
I
question
would be
there.
Removed for bad singing badly. See, this would be the difference.
And I will second that removal pronto.
So this just singing, right? So should you look? So what people are saying is, should you also look at what they have done, their KPIs, and what they have achieved as the hits of these companies? That is one. Just looking at walking the talk rather than just singing the tune.
Yeah, okay? But there's the flip side also. Is it the prerogative of government to have people in these positions that they can trust in terms of a shared vision or shared strategies or people that they think have integrity? I mean, I think that is also, I think, key. Do we think that government has the prerogative to make these kinds of changes?
Yeah, because you've got the Pakatan government now who has said that, look, we're going to remove GST, so there's plenty of questions about how you're going to make up for that shortfall. One of them, one of the factors that have been cited is that they will expect or try to rely on more dividends from GLCs and GLICs, everything from Petronas down to perhaps some of these other companies that we're talking about here, dividends as well, right? So, I guess with that kind of mandate, the element of trust would be especially more keener now.
Okay, trust is one thing, but also looking for the right talent, because exactly like we have a lot of talent swimming in the Malaysian pool right now.
Really?
It's not like do we? I'm talking about like corporate. Like, do they have enough talent? Do they have enough talent? Because look at recently on Friday, Tan Sri Wahid Omar. That's also another high profile position that was vacated. The news came out Friday afternoon. There was a lot of speculation, and then finally was announced. So another question here is, was he a performer? Did he go because of his association? Just questions have come up.
And I think with him in particular, because he was a member of cabinet, wasn't he?
And therefore,
intimately linked to the administration in a way that perhaps the others are not so.
Sure, but at the same time, his reputation in corporate Malaysia is stellar. Okay,
I mean, look. Says who?
Well, plenty of people.
Looking at his track record.
Like his stints at Maybank.
He turned around Maybank, and then he was in a UM Renong. He was in telecom, and all that. He did well for the company that he helmed. I mean, just that. And then look at what he did in PNB.
Right, just over the last couple of years, this whole unlocking of value. Good God, how many times do we have to use that phrase over the last couple of years when talking about PMB's deals, right? So, ultimately, it's this reputational risk versus their track record. Have they not delivered? And could one offset the other as opposed to this this purge that seems to be broad-based? Yeah. So now PMB is especially crucial because keep in mind, this is Malaysia's largest asset manager management company that we're talking about here. Fair credit to Tan Sri Zeti, who's set to helm PMB, but she's a central bank lifer here, though. It's not a like for like. So what's the future of PMB going to look like? Will it be a hands-on leadership, bro, hands-off leadership? Given what we have seen with PMB under the tenure of Tan Sri Wahid, I think there's some leadership uncertainty for PMB. That's going to be a question moving forward. And all its investee companies.
Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Remember, after the bulletin, we'll be back with the Breakfast Grill. Our guest this morning, Nurul Ashikin Shamsuri, Director of Yayasan Juwita, and Ben Sufian, Program Director of Merdeka Centre. We're going to be talking about the future of UMNO. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.